It is Today FM. To get in contact today, 087 4100 102. Absolutely delighted to have Amy in studio. Amy, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
It is good. Congratulations. Don't Bother is out there at the moment. Has 72,000 global streams. It was mentioned on Spotify New Music Friday in Ireland and the UK, and it has been playlisted in the US, the UK, Australia, France, New Zealand, Italy, Japan, and God willing, Ireland as well. You are kicking ass and taking names.
Thank you.
So watch the video. The video's just out today. I really like it. And you know what I like? You are a dying breed. You pop, after all, you are a 3-year All-Ireland hip-hop popping and locking champ. Anyway, you've done that.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's in your background. Do you have a background to dance?
Yeah, I've been dancing since I was 3, so dance has always been a huge part of my life. Like, whether I was going to be any part of the world, dance was always going to come with me for music, always. So I really wanted to make sure that was in the first music video, just to kind of give people a little mini taster of what...
I think that's a very clever move, because that shows you're creative. Plus, it shows that, you know, you've more than one string on the fiddle. Like, so it's like I can dance, I can sing, I can do this. It shows showmanship, which is huge, because that's a dying breed. As I said, nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
It has been ages since I saw a video like that. This is a really clever song as well, because it's called Don't Bother, but it's essentially, it's not your typical breakup song where you're the victim. This is the song where you own it. And I like that. That's kind of a nice bit of personality there. Well, I think that's what we want to hear, really, isn't it?
Like, definitely.
Nobody wants to hear any more songs about
before
I fall to pieces. Who cares? Are you delighted with the success of this?
Yeah, definitely. I'm coming from a personal experience. When I was like, anytime I come into the studio, I always kind of think of how I'm feeling in that day. I always write about like real things that happen in my life. And a breakup came up in the conversation because I wrote this song with Richie. I was like, but I never felt like the victim in a breakup ever. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't want it to be kind of like, oh no, come back to me.
Everybody
like,
be sorry for me, because imagine writing a dance to that.
Yeah, no, that would be miserable. So, so that's why I wanted it to be really more empowering, and just to go back to how I actually felt at the time. And everybody knows a guy or a girl that just thinks they can have anybody they want, and just they think they're the bee's knees, when in reality, like, they're actually doing us a favour.
Yeah, I like it. It's the whole mentality of flicking them the bird and kind of going, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't bother. Don't come back here. Don't come back around the place. I would say the guys in The Voice UK are kicking themselves at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I watched you on that and you could see them all looking at each other going, God, Will I Am and Ollie Murs are like, oh God, we should have turned. You know. And now here you are streaming like mad. I mean, I think it kind of first happened when you did that Katy Perry cover on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that like straight away went to bed, 50,000 streams.
I know.
Yeah.
Insane. Because it was that time, like the YouTube time, it was really, really quick overnight, because I went through this really awkward stage in my teenage years where I was like, I've always wanted to be a pop star since I was 3. But you know that kind of awkward teenage where you think too much about what your friends think and you're thinking, oh, they're not going to think this is cool. So I completely stopped singing in front of people. So that's when I started doing YouTube, because it was just comfortable to record videos in my room. It was like easy. And then literally I'd put up a video, I'd go to bed and wake up the next day and it'd be gone up 50,000 views and the comments and stuff like that. So because of that, that's what gave me the confidence. I was like, oh my God, people are actually enjoying this, which just progressed to more and more and more.
There's a bit of vigor in you. There's a bit of drive in you. You've always been working. This didn't happen overnight. And I think that if anyone's going to take a message away from this interview, it should be that, like, if you want it, you've got to work for it.
If people knew the amount of no's I've gotten in the past 2 or 3 years alone, they would think, Jesus, how is she still doing that today?
No, I think it's amazing, because you did work with Mark McCabe as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a huge song, Mark and Ovi and yourself. That was massive, actually, Over Me. That was huge. That was played everywhere. But let's just take it right back. You were the face of Westland Plant Food at the age of 3.
Oh my God!
Yeah, the face of Westland Plant Food.
How did you know that?
Because I do my research, God
damn it. I was the sunflower.
Yeah.
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 Oh my God, that's just put the biggest smile on my face ever.
So from 3 years of age, we take that up. You've won your championships in All-Ireland Hip-Hop, Poppin' and Lockin' Champ. You've got that. You went to The Voice. You were turned down. You've gone back. You've done loads of work with Backstreet Dance. You're one of their top choreographers. And then I see your video and you've actually got your friends involved in it as well, which I think is a big part, because I think you own it more, don't you? When it's family around you. And it is family, technically, when they're friends. It's like, come on, girls, get me, dig out here. Let's go. And you're goddamn styling. The denim jacket.
Oh, do you love it?
Where did that come from?
Oh, it's amazing. I've friends of mine from Self-Made Clothing. They do like handmade, like that's like hand painted, and they are so talented. And I literally just told them, I gave them kind of a rough idea what I wanted. And when they came back with that, I was like, I wanted to sleep in it and wear it around every day, but I couldn't because the single wasn't out yet.
So because I think artists need a look. So yeah. It's like Billie Eilish has a look. Now you have a look. You've got this kind of distressed denim look, and yeah. I like it. I really like it. Like it yeah. works for you, you know? And there's a bit of sass in the song too as well. You get that, oh, you know, kind of, you know, so it's, there's a bit of Amory in there. Which, yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Amy, thank you so much for coming in to me, and you're about to perform Billie Eilish. The song you have picked is...
When the Party's Over. Fergal Darcy. Today FM.